Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Only hurts when I cry. That is classic Dwight Yoakam. It's 9:22. Good morning. Waking up with Dablo here. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Andrew Zimmel stepping in then. Well, time to do what we do every Wednesday. Check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Have Desiree on the phone with me this morning. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a tall order. You are getting kids ready for back to school. What's going on with back to school and OSPTI?
Yeah, well, we just have some tips as you're trying to kind of get your kids ready back to that school routine, or if they're just starting school for the first time. Wahpeton starts next week, Breckenridge in a couple weeks. So something you want to think about if you've adjusted that nighttime routine and they're kind of off on their sleep schedule, we really want to start getting that adjusted for school now. It really will take a couple weeks, you know, and in the morning have them get up, get dressed, get ready for school so that they kind of get back into that routine and it's a little less stressful when school starts and they're not as tired. You know, if it's their first time going to school, ideally, you can get to the open house, and if not, you know, drive by that school, maybe go play on the playground, just kind of help get them familiar with it as much as you can. You know, if they've got a new backpack or new shoes, having them kind of figure out where they're going to put their stuff in their backpack, opening it on their own, closing it on their own, practicing with those new shoes. If kids have been wearing sandals all summer, maybe have them practice a little bit tying those shoelaces before they get back to school and need their tennies on. Just a lot of little things ahead of time can kind of make that transition better, you know, and then kids are usually going to be pretty tired those first couple days of school. Make sure when they get home they get a good snack. Sometimes they'll forget to be drinking water during the day, so they'll need some extra water when they get home, and they might just be pretty tired those first couple nights, so letting them have a little extra rest or a little quiet time once they're done with school before they're kind of ready to tell you all about their day.
Boy.
Can kind of be a big adjustment for kids.
Desiree, it sounds like you got all the bases covered here, definitely, as the kids make the trek back to school. And backpacks, too. Let's just cover that quickly, because as far as backpacks, and we've talked about this on other OSPTI mm-hmm. segments, too. You know, that can be a challenge, and there are some things that parents need to be aware of with backpacks, correct?
Yes. So ideally, you really want the child to use both straps because that kind of distributes the weight. You want to put the heavier items towards their back so that it's not pulling down them as much. And then you also want to check those straps. I know a lot of kids like to leave their backpacks really low, but ideally you want it in about their mid-back so it kind of distributes the weight better.
Desiree, a lot of great information here as the kids head back to school. If they need more information about this, parents listening to this and say, yeah, I need to know a little bit more, what is your number at OSPTI?
218-641-7725.
Desiree, listen, pleasure talking with you. You have a great Wednesday. Good rest of your week. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Right. Thank you.
You bet. Desiree over at OSPTI talking back to school. I know I get in trouble when I talk about that. I got in trouble with the countdown, counting down to Labor Day weekend. But yes, it is a reality, as the kids head back. We talk with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ricky Klaverkamp with an Ag News update. The recent downgrade of U.S. debt by Fitch Rating Service risks a bigger spending fight over USDA and other spending bills in September. Fitch was the second bond rating agency after Standard & Poor's to strip the U.S. of its AAA status, citing fiscal deterioration and 20 years of repeated debt ceiling.